doing something for next year. So, at any rate, there's the stuff that I just got this morning. And you just have a copy, that's yours.
Okay, thank you. And I had met with Mike Usery and Jeremy and had contact back and forth with Billy on some of the roads, like at Levender Cove, Grand Park, and Happy Hollow, about getting them up out of the floodplain. This is Levender Cove. You've got 300 and some homes impacted, but it's got 5-6 foot of water in it. Graham Clark, you've got over 800 beyond where it floods. They can go around, but that makes a 5-minute call for an emergency turn into about a 25-minute call. Happy Hollow, they have like an old wagon road that they just have verbal permission to use at any time. The person can say, nope. You know, so. And working with the Corps, meeting with Mike and them made a big difference. They're actually cooperating better now, the Corps is. Got to meet with them one other time to let them know that I found an area that we can take out around 35,000 cubic yards, because that's how much we're going to be putting in all three projects, so they keep everything equal. And then once I get through that, then we can proceed and do like we did
and Dale Avenue was a game changer. It's just the geometrics of the road is so much improved, let alone protecting the kind of the flood pool.
That's pretty good, all I got.
So we did Round Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the Round Mountain is out for bid right now. December 7th. I think so.
We moved the bid date back a week because MoDOT had some lettings. I guess I'll bid some stuff, but they had some lettings on their own stuff show up for about the same day, so we moved ours back a little bit. So that way, we tend to get a lot better prices on road projects when we don't bid on the same day as MoDOT, because everybody spends their time working on the MoDOT stuff. It's usually bigger. But we've got handful of landholders, and we've reached out to a number of other contractors on that, and so we're excited to hopefully get some good bids on that.
Are all those East County bridges in Kentucky Creek? What were the ones over in there? There's two or three of them that you're working on.
Chiefs Plant Road and Dalton Road. Dalton Road, we opened the bid and awarded it. The rebar, instead of December getting it, I'm going to have to wait till January due to production. But yeah, I've got everything lined up to do it. There's one other one.
Cheese Plant, we're getting it finished up. And then Thunder Road.
The
big grant.
We've got a grant for it. It's going to start up. Hopefully, we can start back in on it mid-December. We're waiting on the contract to get approved, which is hopefully going to be around December 7th.
So MoDOT had their flat federal land, I'm drawing a blank, but locally.
Yeah.
But their flat grant program, access program. The flat grant program, and Devin worked with us and we filled out an application for a grant for that, and we're awarded that, so that'll help pick up a lot of time, so the county some money on that. Just means we had a little bit more paperwork though, so we're getting a contract from MoDOT to the county right now, and the county's going to review it, make sure it looks good, and we'll get rolling with it.
It's around a $450,000 project we're going to get for $200,000. To reroute a road to get it where it's not going to be underwater, you know, make the alignment better and safer coming off of Big Creek down Pro Tem.
Big help. All right. done would be MoDOT updates. Don't have anything.
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
One, they're going to be working on the Highway 65 bridge over Lake Hancock between Branson and Hollister, both bridges. They're going to redo the drainage. So it's not going to have a high traffic impact, but there will be some. We've entered into the intergovernmental agreement that got to close the roads below. I think Branson has too. So it's not going to be a long project. It'll probably be a month. But right now, the drainage is running down the sides of the beams on the bridge, and they're going to tube it out and tube it around so the corrosion and stuff doesn't get down on the steel and gets contained. So that's going to be coming up this spring, I think. And then I did give you guys handouts, and the only thing about those handouts, it's this thing right here. That's a bit about engagement. There's some here. They're sitting there. That just a little bit of math about this year's budget for MoDOT. And it just tells about how the motor fuel taxes started off fine and in the fourth quarter, which is actually then turns out to be when COVID hit, how much they've lost and how much they're down and all of that. So it talks about all that and gives you a little better appreciation for actually vehicle license fees and vehicle sales taxes up. So, but this gives you the details of that. So if you're wondering about MoDOT funding, this tells you a little bit about MoDOT funding. And I see some things on the horizon that it isn't necessarily going to be in our wheelhouse to handle, but are going to have to be addressed, and that is the apparent new administration is saying that, first of all, they're dropping all of their opposition to California's ability to phase out fossil fuel cars. And I see that as a handwriting on the wall that they're going to start in the direction of phasing out fossil fuel cars. Almost any meaningful motor fuel tax share that we're funded with comes from fossil fuel. So, I mean, there's a one-time offset for electric cars when you buy them. Who the heck knows where that goes? I've never got any of it for the city. I don't know where it goes, but it doesn't help us. So they're still using the roads. They're still wear and tear. So all I'm saying is we're going to have to start with a legislative fix on this to figure out how we're going to fund transportation in the future. The other thing, at the last regional transportation board, some of the cities brought up that they've been made aware that cities can vote in a 1 cent sales tax on gas. Who knew? It's been there a long time. A couple cities have. The problem with that is nobody knows how much gas is sold. You pay your taxes at the pipeline. When your fuel tanker fills up, it pays the taxes for that load. And Hollister gets an apportioned amount per population, 4,500 people. Now, we pump 10 times that much gas, but it doesn't matter. We still get 4,500 people, just like Aurora, just like Ava. And so you wind up. So nobody knows. It's not, they're not taxing by the gallon, even though that's how they recover their money. Nobody knows how many gallons. So the suggestion was you just go around all the gas stations all the time and ask how they're doing, and then you figure out how much they tax it. That's a little informal, and I don't think that's a really good idea. But that was kind of interesting. But I think in the future we're going to have to figure out how to tax by the gallon at the point so that taxes are collected just like sales taxes are at point of purchase. And that's something that we're going to have to
pretty quickly going to have to figure out how to fund it without having a fuel tax, because like you said, I mean, is they're rolling 80,000 pound trucks now that are electric, you know, that aren't burning a gallon anymore.
School buses one of these days.
Yes, yes. See ads for every week, and city districts, you know, switching over to it. You know, it's one of those, if they need to be part of the plan really quick of how to. And it keeps getting voted down. You know, the last three or four that they've tried to raise their tax, it's voted down. And you pull up here to Casey's, it's not like, well, it's $1.92 because the state put another 2 cents on there. I'm not getting any today. No, you pull in there, you fill up, whether it's $1.92, $2.92, you know, you're buying it, but
yeah. Well, if it's point of purchase, it doesn't matter whether you're taking the electric plug-in and paying the taxes when you're there, or whether you're getting the hydrogen tank or the natural gas bottle or whatever. But point of purchase, no matter, that crosses all the platforms. But if you do gallons and if you do this and that, there's all these cross measurements and metrics that you don't know how that all works. And electricity, you're not going to buy at the pipeline. And this other stuff, there's too much messing around. It has to be a point of purchase, I think. And then, so if you are paying something for a kilowatt, or if you're paying something for a gallon of propane, or a gallon of gas, or pounds of hydrogen, whatever it is that makes you go, it's already in there. It's paid through the Department of Revenue, just like everybody else. But right now, all of these things are like we're in denial. And if we're smart enough sitting here to think about it, I mean, a lot of smart people ought to be thinking about it. Because we're headed nowhere. So anyway, MoDOT's got a lot of things on their hands funding. But it isn't just MoDOT. It's the Federal Highway Trust Fund. They keep drawing down on the General Treasury and borrowing money from different places to make ends meet, and that can't last forever either. So, but the idea, just because we promote what's Kerry's new title? Environmental
czar
of some kind or another. Just because we promote him and have all that stuff, and we're going to join the Paris Accord, and we're going to stop burning coal, and we're going to do all this stuff, doesn't mean that we can afford to do it. There's things. Funding's going to be getting to be a more critical problem all right along. And some of the rest of the world is figuring this out. So they're addressing it. So when we're becoming a undeveloped country, and they're becoming a developed country, we don't want to think about that. So there's some MoDOT things.
What about the bridge? Have you heard any more? The 86 bridge?
They said that they are continuing on with the South Route design, and they're just moving forward, and you're supposed to read it on the internet and keep yourself up to speed when they're on their little site there, which hasn't been changed since last July. So there you go. So if you read it between now and last July, you're current.
Good shape.
And of course, we're trying to address and work with the people along Highway 86. Highway 86 isn't ours, it's the state's, which they just basically say, take a hike. So we're the only ones that are listening to them, and what you get for listening to them is more to listen to, which we really can't know about road and says what you're going to do. But that's another. There's plenty to go around on transportation right now to get moving again. But, Jason, they are issuing bids. They're issuing awards. Mm-hmm. So that is something that they haven't done for a while.
Things slowly start to move forward.
But, Jason, earlier, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in this year's FAST bill, the continuing authority of the FAST bill, Missouri gets $13 billion. That's the federal share for Missouri.